Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1484, What to Do When No One Supports You, by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD. I'm Greg Audino, your host and narrator, here with you again to share some of the best content around when it comes to relationship building, content that explores all facets of it. And today's hits upon a specific corner of relationships that can be overlooked, that being how to respond and act when someone that you love doesn't support you any longer, or maybe if no one supports you at all. So let's dive right in and hear what author Chalene Johnson has to say about it as we optimize your life. What to Do When No One Supports You, by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Does it sometimes feel like the one person you know has your back the most, who supports you no matter what, all of a sudden doesn't want to see you succeed? It need not be your most significant person either. Anyone in your social circle, maybe even at work. You talk about goals and or changes you're making for the better, but they're not showing interest in your efforts to improve yourself. Maybe you can recollect a time when it felt like someone you care about is actually trying to sabotage your progress. You're not alone. Years ago, I was working with a personal training client who had over 200 pounds to lose. She was so dang determined. Just walking from her car to the front door of the gym was difficult. If someone has 200 plus pounds to lose, the time spent in the gym is really important. Not necessarily for the reasons you might think, like the workout, but rather helping shift mindset. Much of our time together was spent figuring out what was going on in her head, why she was numbing herself with food, listening to discern what triggered certain feelings and how I could help her to create new habits and new ways to cope with these feelings other than food. By the 3-month mark, she had lost almost 60 pounds. But then, all of a sudden, something changed. She hit a major plateau. She started missing sessions. There was always an excuse. She stopped turning in her food journal. And before long, she started to gain the weight back. So we sat down and had a heart-to-heart. What I found was something that's more common than many people realize. As her habits and outlook were improving, as she was working so hard to make positive changes, her relationship with her husband began to suffer. Though I must acknowledge he was supportive at first. He helped to make healthy changes in her diet. He would drive her to the sessions with me. He prepared healthier dinners with her and didn't complain at all when she stopped buying some of the junk that I told her she had to give up. But before long, he was bringing home treats after work. First, it was a piece of pie to reward her for losing more weight. Then it got more regular. Next, he started giving her grief if she didn't want to go out to dinner every night. Soon after, he stopped offering to drive her to our sessions. They started fighting. He told her, "I don't like who you're becoming." She confided in me that she didn't like who he was becoming. It was so hard for her to come to terms with what was going down, eventually explaining that it felt as if he didn't want her to get healthy. Crying, she elaborated, quote, "It feels like he's actually jealous or angry about the fact that I'm feeling better. And he really gets annoyed when he sees how proud I am of my progress. Oh, and he doesn't like you. He really doesn't like you. I just feel like he would be happier if I failed at this." End quote. This is super normal, and it has nothing to do with their lack of support or love for you. In fact, it is precisely because you are so important to them that this is happening. You know me and my lists. So allow me to go further and explain why someone who loves you would respond this way. Fear of change, fear of abandonment, feeling a loss of power or decrease in personal significance, desire to be needed, trigger self-awareness. Your progress or behavior triggers something in them that they wish was different but aren't yet willing to make the change. And control. People want to hold tight because they love and need you. One of my favorite analogies that really helps to paint a picture of this entire scenario is called crabs in a bucket, more commonly referred to as crab mentality. Picture it. A bunch of crabs clawing about in a bucket. A healthy crab could easily escape, but doesn't. Why? Well, each individual crab is more focused on saving himself rather than that of the entire group. So when a crab actually does try and get out of the barrel, the rest of the selfish group will do everything it can to drag the poor little crab back. Like literally, they will all pull him down. And that's pretty much their existence, until they effectively bring on their own collective demise, or make their way onto your seafood platter. This crab analogy works perfectly with my story of said fitness client. The husband's behavior was really an attempt to diminish the progress of his wife's accomplishments, for reasons we can only speculate, who was excelling far more than she ever had before. She was getting there. What to do about it? Another list. Evaluate. Consider if the relationship is valuable, friends versus family. Use empathy. Imagine what it's like from their point of view. Self-awareness of your obsession. Are you only talking about your new path? Lead with love. Change is only embraced when we feel loved and safe. Lead by example and invitation. Don't shame or tell people what they should be doing or what would be good for them. They already know. Communicate with empathy. Use their words. Avoid pointing fingers or saying you. And reframe opportunity. View discord and disconnect as an opportunity for growth. You just listened to the post titled, What to Do When No One Supports You, by Shalene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And thanks to Shalene for this post and her continued contribution to our network. We've gotten to read from her blog so much over the years. Now, I really like this list that she ended with. And for those who might find themselves in this situation, I encourage you to also take action on that second bullet she listed about using empathy and imagining what the point of view of the person not supporting you is. Use it as an opportunity to connect and have a conversation with the person whose support you feel you're losing about how they're feeling and how you can better support one another in both of your feelings and your goals. Now, in many cases, you'll find that the primary objective of these people is not to slow you down, but to soothe themselves. And it can be awfully soothing to just be reminded that you do care for them, and that changes you're making on the outside have nothing to do with your love for them, your belief in them, or your desire for them to succeed as well. So, some food for thought as we wrap up another episode, and thanks, Shalene, one more time. And thanks to you all, of course, for tuning in today and every day. It's time to get going, everyone, so have a great rest of your day, and I'll look forward to being back here with you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.